Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf gimel. And we're holding roughly a third down the Amud, in the middle of the line where it says, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Goes down about 15 lines or so. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Halacha Tzrichas Hei Machzekes, Roishoy Verubay Vishulchanai. Yesterday when we began our Masechta, we had in the Mishnah in Machloikis, Legabe a sukkah which was Gevoya Lamalami Esrim Amma, where the Tanakhama says it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. The Gemara asked, why does the Tanakhama hold that it's possible? And the Gemara gave three reasons for it. Because the sukkah has to be Betzel Schach and not Tzel Defanois. You also have it at the end of the Gemara. Oh. Miyad Malach, Miyish Malach.
How did you get that?
Also because it's got to be...
The Gemara's here?
I just sat down.
It was here. Oh, it's here. You didn't know.
Because it was Shel Aroi and not Shel Keva. We had three reasons in the Gemara why the Tanakhama holds that a Sukkah L'Gvoya L'Mal Me'asrim Amma is not kosher, is possible. And then in the Gemara, the Amud Beis, we limited the Machloikis somewhat by saying, at least according to one man, the Yomar, that the Machloikis is only talking about if the sukkah was a klein shigis sukkula, she'ena machzekes alikidei roishoy verubay vishulchonoy. But if it's machzik more than roishoy rubay vishulchonoy, even if it's lamala miyesrim amma, everybody holds that it's kosher. That's what we had yesterday in the Gemara. Now, yesterday when we learned this, we were talking about Takeh, a sukkah that was l'mala miyester mama, that we said, according to at least one Mandi Omar, that that's the machloikis in our Mishnah, if it's a klinjig sukkah of only roishay veruba vishulchonai, which the Gemara is going to say later on is the equivalent of seven tvachim. It's such a small little sukkah, 7x7, 20 amas tall, like a big tower. That's the machloikis in our Mishnah.
How can we talk only about three things that you mean? What about sleeping?
Well, we're not talking about eating. You're just talking about roishay veruba vishulchonai.
Yeah, but also you have to think in terms of sleeping. He doesn't talk about sleeping over here.
Yeah, but if roishay veruba is there, he could sleep also.
Which means sitting and eating and that?
No, time. But sleeping also. Who says
you can't
that?
Be outside halfway eating and halfway sitting.
No, wait a second. If you're sitting on a chair, you could just as much as you could eat, you could sleep.
In fact, a lot of people in the middle of Friday night, in the middle of the sea, they're like a fall asleep, you know, they're Makai and both. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So now our Gemara is not addressing the issue of our Mishnah, where the sukkah was higher than 20 amos. The Gemara is now addressing a very simple situation. What are the minimum dimensions of a sukkah, and the sukkah should still be kosher? And that's what the Gemara addresses now. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Halacha, the minimum dimensions of a sukkah are width by length, length by width. It's got to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, enough for the person to sit there, roish verubay, and his shulchan.
He mentioned already 10 tvachim high also.
That was in yesterday's Mishnah. We didn't have the benefit of your being here yesterday. Yes, absolutely.
So really, it's perfect for midgets.
Perfect for midgets. Oh, it's a And we said that yesterday in Nebuch, you find cases in the war that people had foxholes where they were hiding Nebuch from the enemy, so the whole little foxhole was garnished, but if it was 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, and you put some branches on top,
exactly.
And mitzvah sukkah. But it's not very practical under normal circumstances. Anyway, so since Zimor said halacha, obviously there's a machloikis. What's interesting is that this machloikis only appears for the first time in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches. In fact, if you jump ahead roughly 10 lines, you'll see where there's a small bays at the beginning of the line. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah later on, Misha hoya roisha verubay besukkah v'shulchana b'teich habayis. In other words, that the entire sukkah was less than roisha rubay v'shulchana. It was only roisha verubay. There was no room for the shulchan. The shulchan they left at home. So therefore it was only 6x6 and not 7x7. Beishamei poslin abeishil machshirin. Because Beishamei holds, it's got to be roishay rubay vishulchanai. According to Beis Hillel, no, roishay verubay is enough. So now our Gemara is telling us that the halacha is like Beishamei, that you have to have roishay verubay vishulchanai. Wow, we pass like Beishamai. Omalei Reb Abba. Kiman ki Beishamai. Omalei. Ela kiman. Fishtetzach. Nishdok ha-tzveite. There's only Beis Hillel and Beishamai. And since Beis Hillel is the one that says you don't need Shulchanai, Roishai Verubai is enough. If I'm telling you Roishai Verubai V'Shulchanai, I'm talking passing like Beishamai. So that's version number one. Version number two is virtually identical. Ikad Yamri Omer Reb Abba the Omelachamani. Who's the one that prescribed this halacha the way you've described it? Roish of Rubi Shulchanai. Omelei Beishamai. For like Tosis Minot, Tosis Beishamai. And that's the halacha. And don't even have a second thought, because this is one of those rare cases where we pass like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel. And in fact, if you look at the second Toisus, we don't have to go through the whole thing, but we just start the first few lines. The Om Lachmani on the top, Beis Shammai Hivalei Tozen Mimena, Beseder of Amram, Pasak Beshisha Mekoimis Halacha Ki Beis Shammai. 6 times in Shas we pass like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. Choda Haidi Shuke, Tzrichas De Machzekes, Roishe Verubi Shulchani. That's one of the six. The Idah, Ayin Shom, look at the rest of the Tais. Anyway, we're passing Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. It's got to be a minimum of 7x7, Roishai, Rubai, Vishulchanai. Okay. Maskev Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak.
So this is different than the Mishnah of that these are Kuli Beis Shammai and Mechumer Beis Hillel.
Yep, no, the Mesech is idiots.
Right.
I didn't check that out. I assume it doesn't mention it, because if it would mention it, we don't have to come on to Rav Amram saying this. The Mishnah itself says it.
Says it, right.
Yeah, so I guess not.
They say this is Mikule Beis Hillel, not Mikule Beis Shammai. It's a Chumrah Beis Shammai. It's a Chumrah because they require.
He says they
space.
Need only six. Six. No, they say six. Six to me would be a Kula, no?
Depends which way.
Beis Shammai's Machmir, they need a larger share.
So this is
a Chumrah Beis Shammai.
So you're saying that's the reason why.
Beis Shammai is always Machmir.
So you're saying that's the reason why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah Maseches Sidious, because they're only talking about Mikule Beis Shammai. Yeah. Very good. Fine. Anyway, Maskel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mimai to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Sukkah Ketana Pligi. Who says that the Machlokes, which we quoted a moment ago, is talking about a Sukkah Ketana? Dil B'Sukkah Gedoyla Pligi. They're talking about a very large Sukkah, which was a Chvais, 10 Amos by 10 Amos. A nice, large size Sukkah. So what's the Machlokes? We're going to Yosef Apuma Dimetulta, that the person was sitting at the very edge next to the door.
Dimetalalta. I say the Rebbe Gizur. I don't know.
You have two lamets here, you only have one lamet.
You have two lamets.
My Mishtait Apuma Dimetulta.
Oh my God.
Okay, so. No, there was a lot. Fine. Yosef Apuma Dimetulta.
You think I'm making it up? Why should I make it up?
Mishtait Dimetulta. Anyway, Lamasa, he's sitting at the doorway of the Shukyeh. And the shulchan is inside the house. In other words, he's sitting at the edge. It doesn't have to be that there's one person who has a huge sukkah. He's sitting at the edge. People look up, say, Mashigina. It could be that there are 100 people in the sukkah. There's a gross oilam. And the final guy is sitting next to the door. And there's not enough room for him to put his plate down on the table in the big sukkah. So he turns around and there happens to be a shulchan right outside the sukkah. Maybe that shulchan was used as a serving table. Maybe to put the dishes there, whatever it happens to be, Lamaisi had a shulchan betoich habayis. So now, what's the shaila? Now he's sitting in the sukkah. The Beis Shammai Sabri Gozrin and Shemi Moshech Acha Shulchanai. Since the food is on the table, even though he is sitting inside the sukkah, most people, when they're eating, they bend down from time to time so that the food shouldn't fall on the floor, it shouldn't fall on the pants, etc. So they're constantly bending over. If he's going to bend over the shulchan, he's not going to be inside the sukkah. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, no good. Beis Hillel Sabri Loi Gozrin and Beis Hillel, you don't have to worry about it. He'll be careful. He knows the chametz in sukkah. Every single time he'll make sure to sit erect and not to bend over. You don't have to worry. The Deikonamik Dutoni, and I'll bring you a right that's Takadir Machloikis. Well, state in the Mishnah. Let's review the Mishnah again. This is a Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches. We'll get to there in Mitchim another 3 weeks or so. What's state in the Mishnah? Mishay Roishai Verubai Besukkah. He himself is sitting fine in the Sukkah. The Shulchan B'Techa Bayis, and the Shulchan is outside, inside the house. Well, I'm Dafk inside the house. It means outside the Sukkah. Beis Shammai Pasul Beis Shammai says, no good. Or Beis Hillel Machshirim. Beis Hillel says, it's good. So now, there are two ways of learning this Mishnah. like the Gemara thought before, oh, wow, that the whole sukkah is so small, it's only 6 by 6 tvachim. There's no room for the shulchan. That's why the shulchan is b'toich habayit. And that's what the Machloek B'Shamay says, no good, the sukkah is too small. It's for a midget. It's for a doll sukkah. No good. And B'Shamay says, no, 6 by 6 is the minimum. However, the second pshat is like we just learned now. We're talking about a big sukkah, 10 amos by 10 amos, 20 amos by 20 amos.
He's talking about an individual, what is halal.
Exactly. We're not talking about the chefza. We're talking about the gavra. So, Timur Vim Isa, if you're going to go and tell me that the machloik is in that Mishnah, it's like we learned initially that what? That we're talking about a sukkah, a klein shi sukkah. Machzek is vein, machzek is mi boyolei. So, why does the Mishnah use this interesting term? It should go and say sukkah shehi machzekes kidei roishoy verubay v'sholchanoy, according to everybody, is kosher. But if the sukkah is machzekes only roishoy verubay and not sholchanoy, then you have a machloikis between Beisham and Beisel. By the fact that we don't focus on the heft of the sukkah, that the sukkah is machzekes, ain't a machzekes. We focus on the person sitting in the sukkah. Takamash, we're talking about a big sukkah, and the problem is shemi moshe chacha shulchanoi. Echay is doch yerecht. Vim isa machzevin machzekes mi boilei. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara assumes that the machloik is not by a sukkah ktana, but by a big sukkah. But the problem of this gzeira shema yimoshech. Crazy Gemara, sukkah ktana loy pligi. There's no machloik by sukkah ktana, but Tanya. I'll show you beferish that there's a machloik is by a sukkah ktana. What's a beferish? So we're going to have two braisois back to back, which are lechoyre soser each other. What are the two braisois? Braisa number one, but Tanya. Machzekes roishoy verubay vishulchanoy ksheira. Doesn't mention any names, but it says roishoy verubay vishulchanoy is kosher. Rabbi Yomer ache ba arba amos al arba amos. No, that's much too small. 7 by 7. It's got to be 4 amos by 4 amos, which of course is much larger. That's 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. This is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Talking about much larger. Aha. Okay, that's Rabbi. That's Brisa number one. V'tani itach. The second Brisa, again we have Rebbe and the Chacham, but in reverse order. And Rebbe is the same Rebbe as before. Rebbe, Oimer, kol sukkah she'im ba arba amas la arba amas psula, 4 by 4, same as before. The Chachamim Oimerim, afila ein machzekes, el roishoy, verubay, ksheira. Notice he leaves out v'shulchanoi. Roisha Verubai is enough. Vilshulchanoi like Tani is a kashin adadi. The two rabbis are fine, but the two chachamims are mechulik. The first chacham say it has to be Roisha Verubai and Shulchanoi, and the second one just says Roisha Verubai is enough. Stachastira, Ella, Lav Shmamina, Mujmdach Lochir Jung. It's not a stira, but rather it's a machloikis between Beishamai and Beisil. Ha Beishamai, ha Beisil. As was, Beishamai is the one that holds it has to be Roishoi, Rubai, Vishul Chanai, and Beisil holds it's only Roishoi, Verubai. Oh, so I see that there is a machloikis about the dimensions of a small sukkah. So it's not like you said until now that the machloikis is the guy. A big sukkah, mit Hashem Yemoshech, mit Agzera, but the machloek is talking about a klein shiga sukkah. Yeah, what's this?
Would Rebbe be arguing? I mean, it seems unusual because Rebbe, so many generations after Beisilah, Beishamai sort of settled on halacha to Beisilah, would Rebbe be arguing in a brisa with the Beishamai without mentioning it? It seems like something's missing.
I'm not that much of a historian, but since Beishamai and Beisil, we're talking about the Talmidim, this could right. Be Talmidim, Talmidim also. It doesn't have to be first generation.
Certainly
after Shammai Hill.
And Shammai.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
there could be two or three generations later.
By the time of Rebbe, almost 2 centuries, halacha to Beisil, so...
Generally, yeah. Here the halacha is like Beishamai Zukta Chabbeinu Amram in the Teishish.
And it seems like something's missing then. If it's a Beishamai Barpukta to Rebbe, it feels like there's no labeling here. It's silent.
No, what he's asking is like this. At that point, how could there be anybody held like Beishamai? When Rebbe was already around, it had already been settled
the question exactly, of his here. That's his question.
Exactly. It should have been settled.
I mean, what's that? Factually, what's that?
So which chachamim?
That's the answer. These chachamim held like Tysus.
Okay, fine.
That's what Tysus
said. I have no problem with it. The only thing is, it's not as if most people make klein chigasukis, and therefore this is an established law. Most people make a large sukkah. They make the sukkah, you know, just enough for like a sardine can. It's a very rare thing. So it could be that this halacha was not settled. It could be that for many generations, but machulah given of them. Just like you have the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillah and the Rashi's tefillah. Everybody says, why don't you go and look in the father of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, look up what were they wearing. So this is already Alta Machloikis, which became known as the Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. But this was already probably three or four or five generations before. So this, even though our Gemara publicized in the name of Bisham Beis Hill, Kenzainus Machloikis is already before, maybe there's three or four generations. Anyway, apparently it wasn't established because Rabbeinu HaKodesh was arguing with both Shittos, and he said it has to be at least 4x4. But what do we see from the two braises? We see very, very clearly that we're not talking about the Shema Yimoshech, we're talking about the minimum dimensions of a sukkah. Beis Shammai holds it has to be all three mit the shulchan. Beis Hillel holds you don't need the shulchan. Zeyman dach the machloikis is takal a gabi a sukkah kitana. Lav Shema min o Beis Shammai o Beis Hillel. I'll bring you right another raya that taka the machloik is by a sukkah ktana, not by a sukkah gedoyla. Midik Tani, let's go back to that price that we said before. The Mishnah Yerosh, not the price, the Mishnah. Mishnah Yerosh, Viru Besuk, Mishlachan Betecha Bayis, Bishamay Poslin, Vesil Machshirin. Then Isa, if you're going to go and tell me, like you said before, that the Machlokes is talking about a sukkah gedoyla and Shema Yimoshech, so there's no problem in the sukkah. The sukkah itself is a kosher sukkah. You're telling me that everybody holds that it's a kosher sukkah. We're talking about a big sukkah. The Shalom Shema Yimoshech. Veshami Omrim Poislin Beisil Machshirin. It should say Veshami Omrim Lo Yotze Beisil Omrim Yotze Mi Boile. You should go and say if you're Yotze. It's not a apostle dicker. Everybody would say this sukkah is kushal mahadrin, it's 10 amas by 10 amas, a big, big sukkah. The problem is he's sitting at the door and he's bending over. It doesn't begin to shayla. Should say yotza lo yotza. So if you want to have elakasha, misha hoya, so now you're telling me that this Mishnah Vaita is talking about the small dimensions of a sukkah ktana. But didn't we have a raya from before that it says misha hoya roisha veruva basukkah, and the choyrit should have said sukkah hamachzekes or sukkah she'ena machzekes? Well, basically what the Gemara is telling us is that that Mishnah, which is the whole mocker of the Machloikis Bisham Beis Hillel, they're using two Lishoinois and they're using it in somewhat of a haphazard manner to suggest that maybe the machloik is by sukkah tana, maybe the machloik is by sukkah gedoyla, but the gzeira shemi yimoshech. Because let's look at the diukim. We start off them at the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is in the middle of the Yomud. Mishahaya roishai verubai basukkah, shilchona betecha bayis. So the chayim, we're talking about the person. We're not talking about the sukkah. Because if we're talking about the sukkah, what do you have to talk about? Roishai verubai sukkah, shilchona betecha bayis. You should talk about the dimension of the sukkah. If the sukkah was only roishai verubai, not Roish Veruva Bishulchanai, so according to Beis Shammai, no good, according to Beis Hillel, it is good. It's the chayr that Losh is Mash, we're talking about the person, not about the sukkah, and therefore Staka Sukkah Gedoyla Shemi Yimoshech. But then the problem is that if that's the case, why does it say Beis Shammai Poslin or Beis Hillel Machshirim, which is a Loshin on the sukkah itself, and it's possible or kosher? According to what we're saying, if it's talking about a Sukkah Gedoyla, everybody holds it's a kosher sukkah. The way he's sitting is not a kosher sitting, because since he's sitting at the door, and he might bend over. Yotza lo yotza mi boile. So the same Mishnah itself is using two lishoinus, which l'chayre don't shim. Every more takel oilam betarti pligi. The machloek is taka by both. Pligi besukik tana. Pligi besukik gedoyle. It's a double machloek. And therefore we have to start the Mishnah all over again, and we have to add a couple of words. Misha Yeroyishe Beruba Basukah Vishulchana Betoich HaBayis Beishamei Omrim Lo Yotza Beisel Omrim Yotza. Oh, doesn't say over here Poisel HaMachshir. Beishamei says you sat in a sukkah where it was a big sukkah. Royishe Beruba Sukkah, a sukkah of 10 by 10. You sat in a big, big sukkah. The sukkah is kosher. But the problem is that you're sitting at the door. Shabbos says, Le'yotza, no good. Don't do that. Gzeira Shemi Yimoshech. I'm not worried about it. I don't make such a gzeira. That's machloikis number one. Yeah, what's up there?
Can't do. This is the Hasid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me.
Where do you sit like that? Home you sit? One room you sit Shulchan, the other room is the Olch. That's
true.
Not. Yeah, but you have to establish a minimum share. So the Shulchan is, what's the minimum share? As it's on the Rosh Hashanah, was on an oyshe, was on a mansion.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't sit in two rooms. It's in one room.
Yeah, but the sukkah is kosher.
This person is only sitting in one room.
And it's only a gzeiner.
As it's an einzimmer.
Gzeiner is on the person, not on the sukkah.
As it's an einzimmer, as it's in zwei zimmer. In front of his sukkah, since it's so small, there's a table over there to put down the plate after he's finished. The whole time he's eating like this. In the sukkah, after he's finished eating, he's going to put it down. But the gzeira is, and maybe he's going to put it down and going to get continue eating. No good. Because basically, as it's fine, and it is, there's enough room. I'm not saying it's necessarily bekvam, but like you said before, and a klein amir pesed in Yerushalayim, anyway, so bottom line is, the first machloikis in the Mishnah is taka by a sukkah gedoyla, and the machloikis is, shemi yimoshech, sukkah beishamay lo yotze, beisil oimrim yotze. And now the second part of the Mishnah. V'sheinu machzek, v'sel gedei roshim v'rubay bilvad. What happens if it's such a small sukkah that it only holds roshim v'rubay without shulchanai? V'shame poislin. That sukkah is no good. It's not valid. The sukkah is no good. V'selam v'ashu, no, it's okay. Doesn't make a difference. It's fine. As long as roshim v'rubay, I'm not, it doesn't have to be shulchanai. Yeah.
The reason these two things are together, because it's one time.
Mm-hmm.
Why does takahi asa with six? Because mm-hmm. he's afraid he might go over to the other.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the two machloikas are not taller one of the other.
The article says it's a machloikas among the Rishonim, whether in fact it's the same machloikas or they're...
I mean, why should they be together if they're two separate machloikas? They're in one Mishnah. That's only a yorah.
You're saying l'choyr, it should be out the same svar. Okay, good. So now that we've concluded what the machloikas b'sham and b'sil is, we essentially put them to the side, and we're focusing now more on the halacha of Rebbe. That Rebbe said it's got to be arba al arba, minimum dimensions of a sukkah. So Zokti Yimora, l'choyra, man tana l'hoda tana rabbanan. Who's the tana of the following braisa? Ba'yisha ein by arba amas al arba amas. What happens is taka a house which is less than 4x4. It's only l'moshel roshe v'ruv v'shulchanai, or bigger than roshe v'ruv v'shulchanai, but it's less than 4x4
amas.
We're talking about a bayis. We're not talking about a sukkah, a bayis of less than 4x4. Shteta on the braisa. Number one, potem na mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah on such a house. This, by the way, very negiah, even bizman hazeh, because you have a lot of houses, especially here on the west side, where you have these walk-in closets. You can have a walk-in closet, which is 4x4. Then when you put a mezuzah on it.
How you count the 4x4, do you count it as a square?
Square or even rectangular.
You count it in the area.
100%. Anyway, but... So it's not only a question in the house. Without a bracha, zichah yet. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but
don't you have to have 30 days.
That's a besonderer zach. Your person.
So sukkah doesn't need mezuzah.
Because you don't live there for 30 days. But we're not talking about a sukkah now, we're talking about a bayis.
Uh-huh.
A person has a house or he has a room inside the house which is less than 4x4. Those people that have small closets, then about it, you don't need a mezuzah. Why don't you need a mezuzah? You're using it because not by 4x4. Sorry? Yeah, but it's part of the dira. Anything which is adds to the dira could be that there's a din of sukkah. We have the gabi in the Mesechus Brochus. I mean, ref is bokker and other things, even though you don't live in there,
that's
but it's
right.
It's an adjunct to your dira. But Zazana Zay. But bottom line, Vuzok di Morado, Beishbay Shem by Arba Arba Amis, Potaman Mizuz. Oh, Umin Hamaka. I'm sorry? So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Even though a person lives there, and a person sleeps there, and a person snores there, but Lamaisa, if it's less than 4x4, Potaman Mizuz. That's what you stay in the Braisa.
Hashem Bais.
We'll see the Svaras why later in the Amid Beis, Baltimazay. Number two, umenha maka, or like the Litvakas say, umenha maika, that you have to put on a maka, which means an enclosure on the top. Your potter, if the house is less than 4x4, you're off the hook. The whole parashim, the gun that we have in parashis mitzoyda, that you find it's tzaras babayis, and the koisli habayis, that only applies in a relatively large house. If it's so small that it's less than 4x4, even though you find the goyim in the house, it's not metame all the furniture, it's not metame the people, it's not a problem, it's not very pleasant, but it's not, there's no din of tumas the goyim is less than 4x4. Bati Orichoyim has a very, very special halacha. A person buys a bais from Bati Orichoyim, for the first year, he has a right of redemption. Meaning, people normally don't sell their apartments or sell their houses unless they're desperate. We're not talking about a person who's moving from one place to another. A person Nebuch only has one house, he sells it because he has no funds. But he's hoping that within the first year, hopefully he's going to win the lottery, or he's going to scrape some money together, he's going to work hard, double overtime. So until 1 year, you can go and begoil your house. You can only exercise that right of redemption for the first year. After 1 year passes, if you didn't go and goyel, you're out of the money. You can no longer buy the house. You can always offer to buy it back, and if he's willing to sell it to you, he's into height, maybe at a profit, maybe he'll take double the amount. But you have no right of automatic redemption. By the way, how do you measure that year? Is it a solar year or a lunar year? So we had a machloikas about this before. Machloikas Rebbe Verabbanan, do you go according to solar or according to the lunar?
You said Yovel doesn't go back.
Yovel, he loses.
Is it cost?
Sorry, Nachmol?
Redemption, is it a fixed cost or the market value? The
redemption. How much he paid for it? In other words, the guy sold it for $1,000, gives him back $1,000, give me back my house.
It has a din like karka, so there is yoivel. It has a like karka balma.
Lo yetzer b'yoivel. If it's less than 4x4.
That's what I said.
If it's less than 4x4, it has a stand, it's just like karka, and therefore you don't lose your right of redemption, and it does go back to you in yoivel, etc. So therefore that's the ein and nechle bati arichayim. It does not have the din of bati arichayim. And we all know that before they started the Muhammad, it was they used to go and have they used to go make an announcement, and so a person had a new house and he didn't have a chance to make a chinuch habayis, so the halacha is that he showed me orcha Muhammad. But that's only if it's a greasy shtub. If the whole shtub is a shtibula, it's less than 4x4, he's not chayz moichom chav. The Alish has the Gemara mentioned Alish zung the mukar. Balsam is in the umid base. The Gemara is going to tell us the Gemara zung the mukar of the umid base. Balsam is in. Ve'ein ma'arvin boy, ve'ein mishtadfin boy, ve'ein menichem boy erev. What says ve'ein ma'arvin boy? Ein ma'arvin boy means what happens if you have a chotzer and you have three or four or five batim all open to the chotzer. So midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer or the chotzer to the house. Why? Because these are two different rishuyos. This is a total rishus ayachid, your house, and this is a semi rishus ayachid, because the rabbim has the right to walk into this chotzer. It only belongs to these guys. But nevertheless, you're partners with the others. So how can you go and carry there in that chotzer? You can carry by everybody in the chotzer. Should go and give their challah for two sudas, and you put it together, and you put it in the house of Reuven or Shimon, and therefore it's as if everybody lives now together with Reuven in one big happy family. Anyway, but that's only if you have taka adrichtig bias. But if your bias is so small, it's less than 4x4, you do not have to go be mishtatav in the eruv, because it's not as if you have a dira here. That bias is a gornish, it's nothing. Therefore, you do not have to go and be part of the eruv. You don't have to shtel tzu to the food and put it in the house of Reuven. I'm sorry? You'd be allowed to carry? Because if you don't...
Without
being mishtatif, right.
Because it's the chotzer.
The mice, you have rishuyas here, but it's not...
It's a din like the chotzer.
Din like the chotzer.
Not a bias in the chotzer.
It's the chotzer.
They mishtatif and bai. And there's no din of shitufei mavoi. Shitufei mavoi, as you know, is similar to the concept of Ruvah Chatzeres. In Ruvah Chatzeres, you have one chotzer and multiple batim. By shitufei mavoi, you have one mavoi and multiple chatzeres. And to be able to walk... and not to walk, to carry from a chotzer into the mavoi, they would also collect seudos from all of the bnei chotzer, from this chotzer, that chotzer, and bring it into the Mavoi, and therefore everybody was able to go and carry into the Mavoi. Now what happens with Rashi? If you have one particular chotzer that only has one resident, and that one resident only has a house which is less than 4x4, he does not have to be mishtatev, he doesn't have to give any sudas towards the Mavoi. They don't need him, because it's as if he's not there, he's invisible. Such a small little house, he doesn't have to be mishtatev. Now we go back to the point again about the Erev, that after you collect together the Erev from the four or five people, you have to put it somewhere. Where did you put it? In the house of Reuven. So if Reuven's house is only 3x3, so it's Heisishka house, you don't put the Erev there in his house, as Yimar will explain shortly, the Mokka for all the Dinim. Vein oisen oisen ibur bein shtei ayorais. What's meant ibur? Ibur is from a lashon like an ishu muberes. That what? That normally when it comes on Shabbos Kodesh, if a person wants to walk, he can walk the entire city, no problem. If he wants to walk beyond the city, he can walk another 2,000 amos. If he wants to go even beyond that, you have a tchum issue, and you can make it a ruve tchum. Now the question is, where does the city end? Just because there's a big sign, until here are the city limits, that just means where you can go, where the city can go and collect taxes from there. But it doesn't have any halachic status, assuming that you have further houses which are beyond the city limits. How far can those houses be? If they are within 70 amos v'shirayim, which means 70 amos and 4 tfachim, almost 71 amos, then they're considered to be as part of the city, because it's as if like the Gemara gives maybe the city will tax him because of the fact that the Erevin is part of the city.
They'll tax him.
No question about it, right? Anyway, but Lamasa, the Gemara uses a very graphic term of Ibor. It's just like a woman that's Muberes, her stomach now is protruding. So too, this city is protruding up to 70 Amas further if there's a house inside it that's still part of the original house, part of the original city. Now, the Gemara says, what happens if you have twin cities, like Minneapolis-St. Paul? Two cities which are next to one another. How close can these cities be to be deemed one city, so that you could walk not only the entire Minneapolis, but the entire St. Paul too? By the way, it's important, St. Paul, because it's a big, big Chabad center, and there's a big girls' school there, right? Beis Mushke, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, so Lamai said, there are a lot of Eden living over there, so they want to know, can they go and carry from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and St. Paul to Minneapolis? So if they happen to be more than two karfifs, which is more than 2x70 and shiraim, no, he can't, because you can go till the city limits plus 70, and then you get your 2,000 amis, and if Vaita, the other city, is beyond that, he can't go to stay. However, what happens if there happens to be one house smack in the middle between the two cities? From city 1 to city 2, there's exactly 141 amis, and my house is right in the middle of that 141, so therefore it's an ibor of one, an ibor and the other. The two become as if they're united as one city, and therefore you can go and carry from one city into the next city and invite another 2,000 acts. But that's only if it's a proper house. If the ganze house is a klein shigahaskala of less than 4x4, unfortunately it's disqualified, it's in Ishda, and therefore you do not merge the two cities, the Gabi Hilcha Seruvit Chum. What happens if Chas Shalom, a person passes away, and he leaves over a chotzer and a house with a ganze house is only less than 4x4, you cannot split that house or that chotzer because it's just too small. And therefore you're going to have to give it to one of them, and the other one you have to give some sort of compensation, but you can't go and split a house, it's just too small. We're going to deal with this momentarily. Okay, since this braisa requires for each of these halachas that the bayis be a minimum of 4x4, because Rebbe is the one that said the gabi hilchay sukkah that it's got to be a minimum of 4x4. The Rabban, however, said it could even be roishay rubay v'shulchanay. So why don't I say that even if it's zeven tvachim is already enough for some or all of these halachas? Is the choyer this braisa the Rebbe, not the Rabban? The Rebbe, come on. Rabbanan, how can you compare? Afilu teim Rabbanan, ad like the Rabbanan hasam linyan sukkah the diras aroihi the gabi bayis diras kemahu afilu Rabbanan moidu diyes beidalid al dalid daira beinchi tviloyloy daira beinchi. What the Gemara is doing is a very very simple teretz. The Gemara is saying is the whole machloikis as to the minimum dimensions of 4x4. Or 7 tvachim, by 7 tvachim, that's by a sukkah. Because a sukkah is only a diras aroi, as we know. But a diras keva, everybody agrees, has to be 4x4. And so therefore, even Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and everybody else could agree to the terms and to the halachas of this price. But now we want to know what's the mukar of all of these halachas of the price. Omamak. So we start the brayso all over again, and we go through each halacha. Potem min hamezuzah, umen hamaka, vein metam min hagoyim, vein hanech lebatei harechayma, vein choizin al meorchei al melchama. My taima, the bayis ksev b'hu bekulo. In each case, the Torah uses the term bayis. Where does the Torah use the term bayis? So we know most of those psukim by heart, but Rashi does us a favor and he brings all the psukim. See, Rashi parallel to our Gemara. Kulu bayis ksibu, so middle of the Amud, so Rashi. Al mezuzah is beisecha, or vishrach, it's got to be a bayis for mezuzah, beisecha. When it comes to the din of makah, kisim na bayis chadosh, vasisa makah legagecha. When it comes to tumas negoim, uvo ashaloi ha bayis, vihigida koyin leimar, kanega nearly va bayis, bayis. By the din of bater rechayma, ki yimkar, beis moishe verchayma, shtet the word bayis. The gab the orchel mulchama, miu ishisha bona bayis chadosh velechanochoi, Yelach v'yoshel v'beisai. Shteitach nochmul the term bias. So the Gemara assumes that bias by definition means dalet al dalet. Why? Because dalet al dalet, daire be'inchi. A normal, regular individual will take an apartment, even though it's very small, 4x4. But 4x4 kemalim. But less than 4x4, come on. And a male mensch doesn't live less than 4x4. It doesn't have a Torah's bias, and therefore there's no din of mezuzah, and no din of makah, no din of negoyim, no din of bater rechayma. Each time the Torah uses the term bias. Okay. My time. He's all the rises. My time the bias. Simbu bekulu. Stop. Next halacha. They ma'arvin boy, they mishtatvin boy, they menichen boy erev. My timer. Now here you can go and say Basadu a posik of them. Because Eruve Chatzeres is Midrabanan. So in Bazoi is where you're gonna find a posik of bias. What's the reason? My timer the Chozi Ledira, because it's not Roy for a Dira. So what means it's not Roy for a Dira? So if you look at the Rashi right after the one with the bias, Rashi in the middle of the Omid, Hachi Garcinan, Ema Arvin, Me Mishtatvin, Me Menichamay Erev, Le Chaz Ledira, Erev Chatzay, Se Menichamay, Shetuvot, Me Menichamay, Le Chaz Ledira. The time of the Eruva, Mefarish Be Erevin, Mishum Dira, the bias, Shenuysen by a Paschal Erev, have a Ki'ilu, Kulon Dorin Besoichai. The bias that you put the Erev in, everybody lives there. Venim Tiskola Chotze Mishta Meshes, Le Bias Echot, Hilkach a bias, Deroi Ledira, Beinon, Upas nami ain't a tsarach litain, kimdle mikridira, ain't a dor by oiser albene chotzer, shain reshusoi klum. If you have a dira in this chotzer, then you're a mensch, and you are a person that has to be reckoned with for purposes of carrying in this chotzer. But if your ganze balabatishkeit is that you have a bias which is less than 4x4, it's loy mikri dira, it's not called a dira. It's as if you don't live here, says Rashi. Ein reshuseklum, you're invisible. And therefore, when they are collecting from all of the balabatim, the pas for purpose of making up, ari chatzeres, the eruvi chatzeres, they can ignore him. You got less than 4x4 to be garnished. You are not a beis dira for purposes of kizana tzadik yisraelim chas shalom. But for purposes of Erevin, if he doesn't have a bias of 4x4, it's not a dira. And therefore, getting back to our Gemara, when a person has less than 4x4, they arvin boy, they mishtatvin boy. The same thing applies to shtetufim mevoyis if he has less than 4x4 as nishda. They menichem by erev. Now, what's a menichem by erev? Like we said before, that lemushel if you have five einvoyne, five residents of this chotzer, and let's assume that he doesn't have to contribute. It's less than 4x4. Fine, but the other four people are giving their pas for two sudas to go and be kaviyah mokim mokim shvisa. Now, what are you going to do with that erev? You don't have a person holding it the whole Shabbos. You also don't leave it in the chutzah. You leave it inside a bias. What's the purpose of leaving it inside a bias? Because it's as if you're saying that everybody here in this chotzer, they no longer live Reuven in Reuven's house, Shimon in Shimon's house, Levi in Levi's house, but everybody lives in Reuven's house because they all have the right to eat their Friday night meal or their Shalashidas meal, whatever, in Reuven's house because they all have their meals there. They're all living in Reuven's house. But they can only live in Reuven's house if his house is a house. And it's got to be a royal adira, which is 4x4. If it's so small, it's less 4x4. Not only won't one person want to go and live there, certainly the 4 or 5 mishpachas that live in this chutz are not going to want to live there. So you should do kaplat, you know. Meken platz in a zamin kleinschige house. Anyway, therefore, the minimum shear again is 4x4. Dole chutz the team. Good. Now the Gemara is medayik. It says over here the ein menichem by erev. But notice we started off ein arvin boy, ein mishtatfen boy, the ein menichem by erev. Great Gemara, erev chatzeres ein menichem by. Avish tuvim voice lechoyda menichem by. My time, what's the reason why Shetuvim voice we would put inside his house? It's not 4x4. Aha. Well, what are we talking about? So as the Gemara is going to develop in another moment, the Gemara tells us a very important distinction between Eruv and between Shetuvim voice. What's the distinction? Where do you put the Eruv, or where do you put the Shetuv? In the case of the Eruv Chatzeres, the Eruv has to be put inside a house. Because the whole purpose is, you're saying that all the people in this Chatzer all live in one house, they're all Kodesh Mitzvah in one house, they're all in Reuven's house. Aha. What about Shetuvim Mavois? Remember, Shetuvim Mavois means that you got a Mavoi, and you have a whole bunch of Chatzeres in that Mavoi, and you want to be able to carry from the Chatzer to the Mavoi into the Chatzer, to carry in the Mavoi itself. So therefore you collect from each Chatzer pass to be part of the Shetuvim voice, to be able to go and carry. Where do you put that Shetuvim voice? See, Gemara is going to tell us you're allowed to put it in the Chotzer itself. Why are you allowed to put it in the Chotzer itself? Because just like when you Mishtatif and Mitztarif the bottom inside a Chotzer, you put the pass inside a Bayis. When you Mitztarif all the Chatzeris inside a Mavoi, you put the pass inside a Chotzer. It's got to be a Mokka Mishtamer. You don't want it to be stolen or that the animals eat it. Yeah, but as long as Mokka Mishtamer, it doesn't have to be Mitztarif a Bayis. You can put it in any, you can put it into a locked box.
It's a little house, chutzah. It's part of the chutzah.
Oh, that's right. So therefore, if you have a house which is less than 4x4, it's as if it's taka not a house, it's an invisible house, but it's not worse than the chutzah itself. Fine, it's taka in the nishka bayis, ein acharami, so therefore the food is inside the chutzah. And that's the whole concept of the Gemara. It's avashitu manicha, boy, my time, it's no worse than a chutzah. Did not. So to develop this halacha, we first are going to ask a stira, and then we're going to come up with the halacha. Didn't I? Shteitach ein mishnah. Eruv chatzeros bechotzer. Ooh, eruv chatzeros in the chotzer itself. Shetuvim voice is b'mavoi. Fakti more b'avinim ba. Eruv chatzeros bechotzer. It could be in the chotzer itself. Vatanan hanoyse eruvay bebeishar achsadra umarpeses einoy eruv. If you go and put your eruv in one of these places, sinishgut. Why isn't it good? So Tirashi, because none of these are a Beis Dira. A Beis Shar is the entranceway where the guard sits by the security guard. Achsad is you have a porch. Marpes is you have a balcony where people used to go up from and to.
Not a private house.
It was not a private house. This is a public area.
Today is different.
That means a private terrace that you have, a private balcony you have. Anyway, any Erev, Nishkat Erev. Vador Sham, a person who lives in a Beis Shar, Achsad HaMapesis, any Oysa, because it's not called a Beis, it's not a Beis Dira. Aha. So how does it say in the first Mishnah? Eruv HaChatzer is Bechotzer. Do Shtei Tachar, even if you put the Erev, not in the Chotzer itself, but in a Beis. But it's a small Beis. It's a Beishar, it's an Achsadra, it's a Mapesis, ain't an Erev. So, Bazoi, how did you say the first, even the Chotzer itself? Ela Eima, Mujmin Jogin Pshat in the first Mishnah, Eruv Chatzer is not in the Chotzer. Bebayeshe Bechotzer! Vishetufim of voices, Bechotzer Shebemavoi! Ah! Once we've established that there's a difference between an Erev and a Shetuv, that Erev has to be in a Bayis, and the Shetuv has to be in a Chotzer, Baile Gorme Chotzer Shebemavoi. Putting it in this kleiner biasel, which is only 3x3 instead of 4x4, is no worse than no bias at all. It's as if it's in the chotzer. It's as if it's invisible. The chotzer is doch sehr gut. We said before that if you have such a small house in between two cities and the distance between city 1 and city 2 is 141 amos. If it's a proper size house, it would go and merge the two cities as one. If it's a small little house, it doesn't merge the two cities. We don't even give it the status of burgonin. What says burgonin? So if you look fourth line of the Rashi, all the way in the bottom, fourth wide line, burgonin zok Rashi, tzrif, tzrif means like a hut, she'oisin boy min arava, she'oisin min arava, that you make like from aravas, in other words, braided aravas one into the other, the konim, or zachakit konim, the shomer peiros, it was used by as a watch house for the guards, only tziyot oifos, or people that are capturing oifos, foul, these are all foul activities, v'tani be'eruvim be'piketz ma'arvim, burgonin mis'abrin ima, oh, even though these are very, very primitive huts, nevertheless, you can use it as ibur. So by uns, you said you have a bias, which is less than 4x4. A bias means with cement and with metal and with wood. It's just small. It's only 3x3. Just gorged. But you have this hut, which is made of aruvis and konims, a makeshift nothing. This is a hose that can go with mitzdarif, merge the two cities. What's this for? I'm sorry, no, we're talking about even l'choyda, even if it's less. The Gemara is asking, why is this yogit to Iber and this is nish? My time, because burgonin chazal milsayu. This watch house where the watchman sits, that is appropriate for its purpose. It serves its function. It's functional, it's usable, it's used. It's Ibur. The Chazalim will say, an Amala mensch is not going to go and buy furniture. He's going to see this little house and say, I'm not going to even bother buying a chair and a table and a bed. It's nothing. So therefore, you can't use it for anything. It has no function, and that's why it's even less than a burqan. And then Achim Hashem Cholkim Boy. If you have such a small house and you have Nebuch Yorishim or you have Shutfim, you can't go and split it down the middle. It's just too small. It's time of the less be dalad al dalad. Or is be dalad am is cholkin. Mashma, what happens if it's 4 or 5 or 6? You could divide it up. Ay, but tanam gezukt in cholkin is a chotah chi hei bo arba amis lezeh ve arba amis lezeh. And therefore you see lechoyda, the minimum has to be 8 amis. And you're talking me now, if it's 4x4, no good. But 5x5 is yours, 6x6. It has to be at least 8, because it'd be 4 for each one. Elzim ala eima ein by din chaluka, it's his kichotah, probably his bichotah. And there's no din chaluki in the chotzer. What's meant? The Omer of Unam. Chotzer lafi psachel mischalekes. Lafchiz the Omer, noisen chol pesach ul pesach, arba amois. Vashah cholken oisen bishover. Here we're talking about that there happened to be a number of houses all adjoining one chotzer. And now this is not a Shabbos tikkadin, this is a choshen mishpat tikkadin. And we're assuming lamashal Yerusha, you had a wealthy individual that had one large chotzer, and a room in the room, the chotzer had 3 or 4 different batim. Aha, okay. Now, each one, let's assume we have taka 4 batim, and you have one chotzer, and each one of the batim is the same size, it's one of these developments like you have in certain neighborhoods where all the houses look exactly the same, so no problem. So Nebuch, the person passed away, there are 4 children, there are 4 houses, each one gets one house, a quarter of the chotzer, fine, shalom al yisrael. No problem. Here, however, things were a little bit different. What was a little bit different? L'mashal, there were 4 houses, 3 of which had multiple doors, 1 of which only had one door. And the Gemara assumes that the principal purpose of a chotzer is to use as an adjunct for your house. Why? Because people presumably had relatively small houses in those days, and so therefore if they had to go and park their behemoth, or park some of their extra kalim, or things which they don't use, where are they going to put it? They didn't have an extra cellar, or an extra basement, or an extra attic, whatever. Maybe they did. But in addition to that, they would go and park some of their extra kalim outside in the chotzer. Aha. Where did you put it? You put it in front of your door. So therefore, if you had 3 or 4 doors, you have more room and you have more need for these storage purposes. To put your bicycles, to go and put the roller skates, to put your boots when it's snowing outside. So all that part of the chassid. She says, our Gemara is a machloik is now according to Rav Huna, between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. The Omer Rav Huna, chotzer lafi psachel mischalekes. You go and divide up the chotzer according to the number of psachim. And therefore, if you have one person with 3 houses that has a whole bunch of psachim, and the other guy only has 1 pesach, then he's going to have much, much more in the chotzer. What Rav Chista, Omer, no, he's the chol pesach, pesach, arba amois. No, no, no. Makes no difference if you have multiple psachim, multiple houses. every Pesach that you get automatically four amas, a room and a room. That's yours. But after that, Vashar, the rest of the chatzah, Cholkan Hashem Meshava. If it's a big, big, big chatzah of 100 amas, there are five Pesach, and everybody gets four amas each, 20, you get four, you get four, you get four. You have 80 left over, you split it up among all of the balabat.
So what is the Hun hold?
Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi is Zeishai. If you look at Rashi, about eight lines from the bottom. Chotz mischalek lefi pesachem. You have that.
Yeah.
Chotz show you batim psuchim lo v'cholkua shnei achem b'neim. And two brothers split them up. Zeh notol shloisha batim kitanim. Zeh notol kenegman bayis gadol. So in terms of value, they were the same. Three batim, one bayis. In bo lechalek avir shol chotzer zeh shol chotzer, they want to split up now the chotzer, the ear rights, the use rights in the chotzer. Zeh shenotel shloisha batim haktanim noitel gimel chalokim kiminyan shloisha psachim. Each one of them had lemoshel one pesach, so the three properties, you have three psachim altogether. Vizeh noitel revi, and the other one has, even though he has a big bias godoil, but he only has gizentite, but he only has one pesach. Vizeh noitel revi. The delivery guy delivers all of the bags and the boxes, and he puts it down the thing. So Rashi is clear, right? You have four houses. Each house has one Pesach, but these are three small little houses. This is one big mansion. So I would have thought the they should go and split up the chotzer 50-50, because in value, the houses were 50-50. No, it goes according to the doors. And therefore, if there are four doors altogether, the person has the three houses, he gets three quarters of the chatzah. The person has only one door, only gets one quarter of the chatzah. Rav Chisda, the next Rashi, ain't zarech l'chol pesach, ela dalet amos kenegdon, min ha-pesach v'hola, v'rochman k'reich ha-pesach. You just get a benefit of four, and then the reich ha-pesach. In other words, not necessarily 4x4. If the reich ha-pesach is only three, it's 4x3. If the reich ha-pesach is five, it's 4x5. But each door gets four amos in front of it. Vefilu rochav yid amos, nitl dalet amos, b'meshech. Meshach means into the depth, into the length, into the chater. And then you have the whole width of the opening of the door. Aha. But that is each Pesach, he gets you four amis. But since you have a large chater of 100 amis or whatever, so after you give everybody four here, four there, then all the rest is, you go and split up between them equally. Aha. Okay, this is all very, very good if you're talking about regular houses with regular doors. What happens if one of the shutfim has only a house of less than 4x4? So Rashi weiter, or by cotton zeh. Hapochel midalid, ein lepischoy din chaluk alitil bechotze, loikravuna, veloikravchisa, he gets garnet. He doesn't get anything in front of his house, basanishka house. It's not a normal beisira, and it's as if it's invisible. You don't count it at all.
What was the yish of him getting that house?
That they should have worked out earlier. But Lamai said that's what he gets. He should have had a good lawyer.
Al Yorush, he still gets a piece of the chotze, just not in front of his house.
He doesn't get in the chotze a garnet. Because
he doesn't get
anything in the chotzer itself. If they worked it out in advance, avada. But if they only spoke about with splitting up the batim, see, if you had a good lawyer, they would have worked it out with splitting up the batim, with splitting up the chotzer, with splitting up this, with splitting up that.
But
if the chotzer is only an adjunct to the bias, if they only split up the batim, no bias, no chotzer, no tiki, no washi, no bias, no chotzer. When it said that if it doesn't have arba al arba ein cholkin, it doesn't mean we don't split it up. It means ein by din chalukin kachotze, nochmo, bichotze. The Omer Rav Huna, six lines in the bottom. Chotze fi psecha mesach mischalekis. The ganze chotze you split up according to the number of doors. V'chiz the Omer, no, it's not called pesach, pesach arba. Amis v'shar cholkin yusha bishof. The animili, when do you have this machloikis? Bias. Til mehevi koi, yehivna lechotze. A bias, since a bias is intended to remain here, it's l'mehevi koi. Presumably, this bias will last another 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years. Is there a bias? She gave a shikh from the chotzer. Hi, this bias soul, which is only 3x3, the mister koi. This is not going to stay here very long. Who can live in a bias of 3x3? Like if in the chotzer, we don't give machelik in the chotzer at all.